QPR. I don't know what the hell that means, but it also dropped 33 points down to 54.8. I don't know how to judge QBR. But
you're listening to Talk Sports.
Sitting here looking at the numbers, his QBR when he won the MVP was 117.1. Last year,
not nitpicking. That's quarterback rating. The quarterback rating and QBR is two different things.
Okay, no, you're right. So his QBR was 79.4 when he won the MVP.
I don't know what the hell that means. Like I said, I don't.
Let's
know
just go by
those.
The rate. Yeah. Isn't that the one we usually go by?
Yeah, the rating is what we usually use. QBR rating's different.
Well, forget QBR. Yeah. QBR throw it out, can go to hell
because no one knows what the hell it means.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
He had a QBR of 117. Went back to average in 2017.
QBR, he had a rating of 117.
Jesus Christ. He had a rating of 117. We still call it the quarterback rating, though, don't
I know,
we?
But you don't shorten it to QBR. You just...
What the hell is a QBR?
No one knows!
Jesus.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
I have a definition if you want it.
You can read it to me. I've read it a million times. I still don't know what the hell it means. To be fair, I don't really know what the hell quarterback rating means either. Hour two kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. We are only a month, or I guess less than a month away from the lemonade getting released. I'm telling you, the lemonade's really, really good. It's going to be a game changer. The Truly Lemonade hitting shelves on the first of the year. Go ahead and start the countdown. That'll become your new favorite drink of choice. Hour two headlines. CM McClure, collision course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Ryan Johnson, lineman for Tennessee, number 70, is leaving the program.
Yep.
He said he was writing the letter yesterday to let us know that as of yesterday morning, he requested his name be placed into the grad transfer portal. And then he said a bunch of stuff about he's thankful to be a Vol, and it wasn't an easy decision.
Yeah, we kind of talked about him in the transfer portal yesterday. Then he put out his statement, and it was a classy statement, and, you know, that's – how it should be done, in my opinion. And he wrote, look, I'm a Vol for life. I grew up a Vol fan. I want to be a Vol, but, you know, I love being a Vol, but I got to take a new step in my life. Got to go somewhere. Kind of start over, and I'll still be a Vol. I love you guys, and I'm still going to be a fan, blah, blah, blah. So classy response was met with a lot of his teammates sharing it and telling him good luck and thanks for being a teammate and all that stuff. So it was a nice thing.
Yes, yes, very classy. Very classy. Thanks for leaving the team. Let's see what else. The Hawks ended their losing skid yesterday, and they handed the Golden State Warriors the worst record in the NBA.
Feels good. Yeah, we had to get that one, and we were on a 10-game losing streak. Cody, I don't know if you knew that. We were on a 10-game losing streak. We have played the toughest schedule in the NBA so far this year. And
you lost the guy.
We lost John Collins, our second best player in PEDs.
Yeah, steroids.
Yeah.
And then happens, you know,
our third best player, you know, broke his like shoulder or collarbone or something. I don't know what the hell his injury is. So it's been tough sledding. But, you know, we gotta win. We're only four games back. Only four games back of the eighth seed. We just gotta tread water for December 23rd. That's when John Collins comes back. December 23rd, we just got a
nice Christmas gift.
Be somewhat in the race whenever he gets back. Maybe we can get this thing going. But, yeah, the Warriors are terrible.
Nice to see the Warriors with the worst record in the NBA.
Many people told me that that was still going to be a playoff team. And I know they lost Curry, but just look around the rest of the roster. Curry ain't taking that team to the playoffs. Curry ain't making a 30-something game. It's really going to be – he'd have to make a 50-game difference. Or 40-game difference, because they're probably going to win like 15 games.
It would be nice if he had to play through this, though, wouldn't it?
It'll be great. For, I mean, in all honesty, the Warriors are going to come out of this and feel pretty good next year. They're going to get Klay back healthy. They're going to get Curry back healthy. They're probably going to add a top four draft pick because they're going to probably have the worst record and have a chance to get locked in at least in the top four. Maybe they end up with a James Wiseman. Maybe they end up with LaMelo Ball. Like, they're going to end up with somebody really good to put back in with that that core of Curry, Draymond, and Klay. The Warriors will be back next year. Maybe find a couple of young guys this year that can play.
We can at least enjoy their suffering for now. A dead sperm whale, described as 46 feet long and weighing more than 20 tons, washed up on a Scottish beach in what researchers are calling a grim reminder of the effects of plastic debris in the marine environment. Apparently, it had 220 pounds of debris in its stomach.
Ugh, that's sad.
One other report wrote that the whale, really, there wasn't all that much wrong with it, aside from being dead, except for the fact that it had the equivalent of three full-sized Labradors full of trash inside its stomach.
Yeah. So that's, they mistake plastic a lot for squid because they eat squid. So like, there's a plastic bag floating down there.
Yeah, the sperm whales eat a lot of plastic.
Yeah, they've been known to have it.
It's kind of on them, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, huh? It's dark down there.
I mean, that's just, what do they call that? Survival of the fittest. I mean, if you're gonna eat a plastic lawn chair, I mean, it's kind of on you, bro.
Yeah,
that's sad, but true.
That is sad. Yeah, it is very sad. Speaking of plastic lawn chairs, have you seen this thing going around the internet with, do you think there are more people in the world or more chairs? Have you seen this?
No.
There's some guy put out a poll. There's like 55,000 votes on it. It's been all over the internet. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Said, do you think...
I haven't really been on the internet as much lately. Or let me rephrase. I'm on the internet. I'm always plugged in. I've been on different sections of the internet than usual. I haven't really left the NFL circles. Just absorbing all the... Titans information I can get.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for useless poll questions like chairs versus people.
Well,
the answer is obviously
people. Do you have an opinion?
People.
Oh, wow.
My vote's for chairs.
You're wrong on this one.
People.
Nope. You think there's more people than chairs?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Nope. I thought we might differ on this one. I assumed you would be in the people crowd.
Yeah.
No, that's not it, though.
There's more chairs than people in this room right now.
Yeah, there's more chairs.
We're outnumbered.
There's more chairs than people in every room. The answer is 100% chairs.
Any stadium you go to, they have to have standing room only because they don't have enough chairs.
Any stadium you go to is mostly empty these days because there's so many chairs and not enough people to sit in them.
Yeah.
You got to think.
Think about all the poor countries.
That's the counter argument.
Think about all the poor countries with millions of people with nothing.
That's the counter argument. But the counter to that is,
are we counting bleachers as chairs? Because like bleachers in the stadium is not a chair. So like, are we talking about anything or just chairs? Because now it seems like you're moving the goalpost.
Well, now see, that's where we were having the same conversation last night. This is where it leads for everyone that has this conversation.
To me,
is
a chair has
place
to
put your ass.
No, to me, a chair has to be a chair.
It has to
like
be a chair.
There's four chairs in here, or five chairs in here, or whatever. I mean, two, five.
I think either way, the answer's chairs. Even if you just count it as it has to be qualified as a chair, I think the answer's still chairs.
Bar stools don't count. Not a chair.
You got, well, if it's a bar stool with a back, though, I think
gotta
that's
have
a
arms.
Chair.
Got to have arms on it.
You sure? I mean, I don't know about
what. How would you describe a chair to me? A chair has four legs and two arms.
Well, if you sit at a high top... Like a table.
A stool.
It's a chair. If it's got a back to
it,
it's a
chair. There's
a
definition
Please
for chair.
Please give me a definition
if
of chair.
If it's got a back.
Separate seat for one person, typically with a back and four legs.
Okay. So you don't have to have arms. But four legs. Bar stools. Three legs. Not a chair.
No, but high-top chairs that you might consider bar stools in a lot of bars, those are chairs.
Okay.
If it has a back, it's a chair.
Okay.
I see it.
I've eaten at many bars, though, that have those bar stools that don't have the chairs on them.
And those are not chairs. We won't count those.
Yeah, no.
Couches, are couches chairs?
So really, any chairs, any, no. No, absolutely
not. They fit the definition.
If it has, well, couches fit more than one person. It was saying.
So this has to be one
person.
Separate
seat for one person.
This is not even close. It's people.
It's not people. And it's
people.
Not close, and it's chairs. It's chairs.
You're trying to just lump anything you sit in.
No.
You talk about those stadiums. None of those chairs in the stadiums are actually chairs because they don't have four legs. They're just the flop-down seats that you sit in. They're not chairs.
Okay, fine. The answer is still chairs.
No, it's not.
And it's chairs by a lot.
No, you're wrong.
Think about how many chairs are in your house.
Not... My house, sure. Okay, think about
how many people live in your house.
7 billion.
No, listen.
Right? 7 billion people on Earth? Is that right?
Yes, and I realize.
There are 7 billion chairs on Earth.
Yes, there are. There are probably twice that. I realize there are third world countries.
I don't know if these are considered chairs.
Of course, these
are
chairs.
Have chairs.
What else would you call these?
You said they have to have four legs. This doesn't have four legs. These aren't chairs.
I understand in some countries they're so poor that they don't have chairs.
None of these are chairs.
But there are so many chairs in the other places. That it makes up for that by a lot.
I think you're wrong, bro.
No.
I think about your house. I think if you just think of seats, then yes. Chairs, no.
I want you to think about
your
house.
Because you came to me with stadiums. You came to me with trains. There's no chairs
Forget
on trains.
Forget all
no
that.
No chairs in cars. There's no.
I think car seats, those are considered
those
chairs.
Those do not have four legs and a back.
Cam, they have to have four legs.
Four legs and
it's
a back.
Four legs
the back
and
seat
back.
Of your car is not a,
well,
is
a,
not a chair.
So you're telling me a recliner doesn't count?
It's not a chair. I don't
That's
know.
A
recliner,
chair.
I probably would
That's
say
a
yes.
Chair.
A recliner, yes.
It
a car seat,
typically,
no.
Typically, so I guess there's some room, but we'll go with the four legs.
Either
and
way,
arms.
It doesn't matter. The answer is chairs.
No, it's not. You're so far off on this.
No, you are.
There are not 7 billion chairs in the world, bro.
Yes, there are. They're no, probably twice
I'm
that.
I'm kind of a
Cody. Maybe three
I gotta,
times.
You got to think of all the chairs just sitting in factories and in stores and just.
Everywhere you
all
go has chairs. Everywhere you go has chairs everywhere.
No.
Any office building you go into, any restaurant you go into, any bar you go into, like there are millions of businesses and there's just chairs. Every waiting room you go into, every doctor's office, schools, there are so many places.
No. Doctor
you are underestimating
have,
the amount of chairs in
doctor
this world.
Offices have couches. They have different types of seats. Again, if you're talking about just seats, that's one
they have
thing.
Regular chairs.
You're talking
too.
About chairs.
Is a, I feel
chairs.
Like a waiting room
None
chair
None of these
is a
are
chair.
Chairs.
These are absolutely chairs.
They don't have four legs, bro.
You cannot say
None of these have four legs.
These are chairs.
Four legs. One, two, three, four. Uno, dos, cuatro, cuatro.
These have four legs.
Where? They're,
well, they spread out at
they
the
have,
bottom.
Those aren't
and,
legs.
And they end with rollers. Those are legs.
No, they're rollers, and there's five of them.
But they're legs.
No.
I think you consider those legs.
No.
These are chairs. What do you call it, then?
I don't know what you call it.
What do you want?
I'm just going by a definition of what a chair is,
You
bro.
Walk in, and you, let's say that.
I grab a seat.
Let's say you walk into this room, and that You're is gonna, over here. You say, hey, Cody, can you roll that what over
hey,
here?
Hey, can I get a seat? Can I sit down?
Can you roll that seating device
yeah.
over here?
Can you
is
roll
that, is
the,
that what you're
going to
say?
Seat.
No, you're going to say chair, because it's a chair.
Let me snag that butt container real quick.
Yeah, yeah. butt container, seating
you're so
device.
Off on this, bro.
Nah, you, I think
go
you know
through.
You've lost this one.
Absolutely
and
not.
Now you're trying to double
no.
that. You,
go walk through Africa and see millions of people there with no chairs.
You tell me there's
I
no
think
chairs.
They make chairs in
there's
Africa.
No chairs
not
in
as many.
Africa.
Not as many.
I would agree there are way fewer chairs, but you're underestimating the amount of chairs we have in America.
You're underestimating that there's 7 billion people on the planet.
Most of them are in Asia, and I think most of the Asians have chairs.
They don't have room for chairs.
They got, I mean, they nope. got you. They don't have a lot of room, but they got chairs.
They don't sit in chairs.
They got a ton of chairs
they sit
in China.
On, they sit on exercise balls.
That's a little stereotypical.
No, it's not stereotypical.
You're saying Asians work out a lot.
That wasn't what
that,
I was saying
that's
at all.
That's a little stereotypical.
You're talking about office culture and work culture. They got to keep the posture good.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise balls.
There's way more chairs than there are people.
Seats, yes. Chairs, no.
Way more chairs.
You're just combining anything you sit down on and calling it a chair.
Can you tell me how many chairs you have in your house? Because I've seen in your dining room table. So that right there is like 8.
Those aren't chairs.
That other table that we put outside, that's going to have chairs. Probably 4, right? That's probably going to have 4 chairs.
Doesn't have any chairs on it.
Where you sit in the living room, you got to count 1 chair, the recliner chair.
I don't have a recliner chair.
You just have couches?
I got 2 couches and a swirly seat, but it doesn't
That's
have...
That's a chair.
It doesn't have 4 legs.
You've probably got 20 chairs total.
It's round.
On the whole property. 20 chairs, fewer, less or fewer, or more.
Chairs?
Chairs. Those dining room seats are chairs.
Okay, so 8. Those are the only chairs
I
have in my
house. That's the only... You have so many more chairs.
I got bar stools.
Do they have backs on them?
Can't picture it right now. I don't think it does.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do have backs on them. I used to have 2 with backs on them, but we got rid of those. We broke those, so they're no longer
You gotta
in this
count
world.
The chair in the living area. So that's 9, right?
No, those are couches.
You said the 1 swirly chair.
They're swirly, but they're not. They don't
do
have
toilets
four legs.
Count?
No toilets don't count.
Maybe they should. And then, but then you got the table outside. It doesn't have chairs yet, but it's gonna have chairs, right? Probably 4.
Oh, that chair. Oh, that table. I was thinking, what? I thought, okay. Oh, we don't have anything around that right now. I don't
but it's
think.
Going to.
I would
it's,
assume so
it's
eventually.
Gonna have, I think the average household but has like 10 to 15 chairs.
We'll probably just put like blocks out there, like little logs, wood.
Something so you're not going to have any
yeah.
chairs?
I'm going to make okay. sure we don't get anything with a chair on it.
Okay. I think the average household has 10 to 15 chairs,
okay.
and you know how many households there are in this country
and
in
think
Europe.
Think about all those lawn chairs you got sitting in your garage that you don't use.
Think about
yeah.
Think about apartments. People don't have chairs in apartments. Cam, you got a chair in your apartment?
I have four sitting out on my little porch thing.
Not in your apartment.
We've got seven.
It's my property.
In ours. No, we've got nine because Rick's got a chair in his room. I got a chair in my room. Brandon doesn't. We have four dining room chairs. We have three bar stools with backs. And we have a recline. We got like 10
bar
in
stools
an apartment.
With backs are not chairs because they got three legs.
Okay, then we've got nine. Whatever.
You're confused on what chairs are.
Bro. I'm just telling you, the average household has, I'd say, at least two times and mostly three times.
I'm going to start breaking every chair I see.
Three times as many chairs as it does
chairs to hell.
As it does people that live in there.
I'm glad I haven't seen this. I'm going to go back to reading about Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. Good batch of headlines, you stupid idiots. Talk sports on Fan Run Radio. A little bit of breaking news, Cam. Hit the alarm.
Woo, 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 woo.
Presidential race gets a little bit lighter. Appears that Kamala Harris has dropped out of her quest to get the nomination for the Democratic Party.
Thank goodness. Kamala Harris out, huh?
Yep.
Well, how about that? I wonder when Joe Biden's going to be out.
I don't know. We'll see.
You know, I used to have these blonde hairs on my legs, and they used to get wet in the pool, and the kids would come up and rub my legs, and then they'd sit in my lap. I mean, what is that? What is going on with that guy? Maybe losing it.
I think he is, I don't know why. Only political commentary I'll give here, because no one wants to hear our takes on politics. Or actually, they might want to, but I don't want to talk about them. I kind of see why he didn't want to run in 2016 now. And then people are like, hey, Biden, you need to run. You can win. And then he comes out, 4 years older and 4 years creepier. And now everyone's like, oh, wait, yeah, probably a good idea you didn't run in 2016.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems like he kind of had that figured out, like, I'm not going to do it, but then kind of got coaxed into it. And he is, just from an observer, it seems like he has embarrassed himself a lot in this process.
Yeah. I don't think they have anybody that can beat Trump.
No.
I don't.
We'll see.
I'm not a Trump guy. I don't like Trump, but I don't think they can beat Trump.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think he'll be the winner.
Where do you want to go next? We got this
Power Rank Presidents.
Power Rank Presidents?
No. I don't know. What do we got out there?
I was going to say we can go there. I mean, there's – I feel like at a certain point, as basketball heats up and football winds down, there's an NBA – there's some NBA stuff we could get to. Tennessee's bowl opponent. Other. Stay in the NFL. Like, what interests you right now?
Tennessee's bowl opponent. We're going to know that, what, Sunday?
Yep, we should know that Sunday.
That's when all that happens.
Yep, we should know that Sunday. There's some thoughts. I mean, it's pretty much locked in, it seems like, at least, that it's going to be a Big Ten opponent.
I hope so. I hope it's not Louisville.
Does seem like it'll be a Big Ten opponent for Tennessee to play. Trending like Indiana, Wisconsin, or Minnesota kind of feels like that will be Tennessee's options there.
Yeah, I don't know why we can't play Michigan. I really want to play Michigan, but I'll take Minnesota.
I mean, I guess we could get Michigan. It's going to be – I guess the question comes down to – so you pretty much pencil Ohio State in the playoff, right? Either way, even if they lose to Wisconsin, they still get in, right? And then they start looking at who gets the Rose Bowl and then maybe an at-large bid. So then it just kind of gets down the pecking order. And apparently there's some rules with repeats when it comes to these bowl matchups, like in terms of going to a bowl back-to-back years, same bowl back-to-back years and things like that. So
yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
Right, but with Michigan, I think – where did Michigan – what bowl game did Michigan
play? Oh, were they in the Outback Bowl last year? Didn't they hammer Florida?
I think that was it, right? Was that the Outback Bowl or was that the Citrus Bowl?
Might have been the Citrus Bowl. Michigan versus Florida 2018. Did they play them in the season? Or did, No. They beat them in the Peach Bowl. No, hang on. Florida beat Michigan 41-15 in the Peach Bowl.
Okay.
Last December.
Well, maybe it's not them that is worried about the repeat, I guess.
12-29-18. Yeah, that was 1 year ago.
Okay.
Peach Bowl. I'd like to get a piece of Michigan because I think that's a winnable game. I think Minnesota is winnable. I think that's a fun matchup, too. I'd like to play Minnesota. I like watching them play. I like watching P.J. Fleck. I'd like to kind of like to beat them. I don't know if I want any piece of Wisconsin. Like I'm trying.
Wisconsin's the one team I don't want to play. Like although like their best player Taylor, like, and this is going to be something to keep an eye on. You know, across the entire bowl games as it always is. But who plays and who doesn't play?
Will like, Jonathan Taylor play?
If I'm Jonathan Taylor, I don't play. If I'm looking at Alabama, if I'm Jerry Jeudy or if I'm Ruggs, I'm not playing. Tennessee, I don't know if Tennessee has anybody that sits out, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Trey Smith, maybe, but I doubt it. Because it's not like his injury concern is, his blood clots, doesn't get affected by one game type of thing, right? And as an offensive lineman, you're not as worried about injuries as you are skill position players. Juwan Jennings, it would be kind of uncharacteristic of him to sit out. That's what I'm saying, but I'm just looking at guys potentially from Tennessee that would sit out. Like, I don't know if we'll be affected by it, but
that would be the most shocking thing ever. Guys, Juwan Jennings was just like, I'm not playing the bowl game.
Guys at Michigan, guys at Wisconsin, both of those schools, it's possible they have some guys sitting out.
Yeah, Wisconsin. Here's what I want. I want to play a team that's good, but also beatable. A team that I feel good about going into the matchup. You know what I mean? I want to be able to make a statement. I want to play a ranked team and have an opportunity to beat a ranked team, but I don't want to play anyone too good. Is that a loser mentality? I want to win the bowl game.
So if I tell you Indiana?
See, that's not good enough.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, like, because, I mean, I think everyone would feel good about beating Indiana, but would anybody be excited about beating Indiana?
For me, it's, I think, my ideal are Michigan and Minnesota. Because Penn State's going to the Rose Bowl. Wisconsin, I think, is – I mean, they're susceptible. We could beat them. They lost to Illinois, but I don't really want any
piece
of
them. They lost to Illinois, like, as they were looking ahead to the Ohio State game, I think, the week after, but still.
I don't know that I want a piece of them. Then again, though, if we beat
them –
they're
a top-10 team right now, and, the new rankings come out tonight. I'd imagine they go up.
If we beat them, that's a big win, though.
It's a big win, although if they lose this weekend, they'll probably be somewhere around the 12-15 range if Ohio State hurts them.
You know what? I'm not gonna be scared. I'm gonna if you want to give me Wisconsin, I'll play Wisconsin.
I don't think there's really any carryover when it comes to the end of the season, right? Like if you lose a bowl game, do you feel differently about the season? Obviously, 7-6. Does look a lot worse than 8-5.
Yeah.
But does it affect how you view the season? Does it affect how you feel about the future? Whenever you look and say, man, we only won one more game than we lost, and we have this bad taste in our mouth as the season ends.
Bowl games matter to me. I mean, I've always told you that.
I've always said they don't really matter to me.
Right, right. But I think 8-5 does look a lot better than 7-6.
I agree. And I do think that perception and taste in your mouth type of thing. I do think that's important.
Recruiting.
Whenever you look at how you started the season, and of course, as you look towards recruiting, although recruiting, I don't know how much that matters because every year we see, 75-80% of these guys sign in December?
The early signing day will probably happen before our bowl game.
Oh, yeah, no, that's 100% going to happen. The early signing period is like the 22nd, right? Or it's usually that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday before Christmas. So,
yeah, so maybe it doesn't matter as much as it once did.
Now you'll get, 20% of the guys will stay and, kind of make up their mind as they, get ready for February. But most of these guys are going to make up their mind before Tennessee plays in a bowl game. So a win or a loss there isn't going to do much. that is probably more determined by like perception. Like, as good as bowl as you could possibly get, you know, as high profile as a matchup as you could get would probably do some good for you, right? Like, if you're in the Outback Bowl, even if you are going against Wisconsin or Michigan and you're 14-point underdogs or whatever. I mean, I don't know what the spread would be off the top of my head, but I think just perception of saying, look, we're playing on a New Year's Day bowl, like that does a lot for you if you are looking for how this could affect some recruiting.
Yeah, I definitely think a win makes you feel a lot better than a loss would make you feel bad. Okay. Especially against it's like a good opponent, like a Michigan or something like that.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, okay, like we're almost back to that level.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much right. Of all those schools, like the only one that would make you feel bad would probably be Indiana. And yeah. I know losing to Minnesota probably wouldn't feel right either just because you should have a talent advantage over Minnesota. Like, it's not like PJ Fleck's been there building forever. Like,
yeah.
You probably still feel like you have more talent than that team. So Indiana would make you feel awful. Michigan would probably leave a bad taste in your mouth. I think we could all stomach a loss to Michigan or Wisconsin. Both those teams, I think, are legitimate football teams.
Yeah.
Minnesota, whatever, they're 10-2, they're solid, but I don't view them in that same breath.
I still think I'd rather have the opportunity to play those teams than to – like, if you told me you guarantee me a win against Indiana or I can roll the dice against Michigan, I want to play Michigan.
Okay. Earlier you said you wanted the win, though, so.
I do want the win, but I want the opportunity to beat a good team. I want it somewhere in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to play Penn State, obviously, but they're going to the Rose Bowl. Wisconsin's kind of the cutoff. Like, I don't know if I really want a piece of Wisconsin, but if we end up playing them, you know, we take on all challengers. Minnesota's probably the ideal opponent. Good enough to make you feel good about a win. A loss wouldn't hurt you too bad. It's an opportunity to make kind of a statement, though. It's a team that was in the playoff talk for a lot of the year.
Yeah, like I said, in this scenario, only one loss would make you feel bad of the guys we're talking about. Now, of course, if you throw in Texas and Tennessee going to like the Texas Bowl or whatever, like losing to Texas would leave a bad taste in my mouth because that team's not very good.
No. I think all those Big Ten teams are pretty good, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Indiana would be hard perception-wise. Like, that would really make you feel – again, we're not SEC homers by any means. Everyone knows that. But, like, it would cheapen what you did against the SEC. Like, you know, against the lower tier of the SEC, well, if you went in and got beat by Indiana, who wasn't anywhere near the top of the Big Ten. You would have a national perception of, wow, this team was hot in the SEC and they can't handle Indiana. That would be kind of the talk there. That would be embarrassing.
Yeah, or if we ended up in that Music City Bowl against Louisville, like you wouldn't want to lose to them. Louisville's, Indiana's, any of those Midwest red teams, you don't want to lose to them. Illinois, you wouldn't want to lose to Illinois. But Minnesota, you get to Minnesota, Wisconsin, who is, I guess, a Midwest red team. Is Wisconsin considered the Midwest?
I think so.
I think it is. But at that point, you kind of take your shot at it. You know, and if you lose, you lose. I'd rather take a shot at it, though. Because that kind of tells me, and especially if you take a shot at a win, like you get to 8-5 with a win over Minnesota, we're going to be hyped heading into next season. Because
you're going to be ranked, too. If you like, all that I think that also matters because, you know, you look at Indiana, though that team isn't ranked anymore. Right, they're 8-4.
No.
And they haven't beaten anybody. Like, they're not viewed as a quality team. But Iowa, 18th. Minnesota, 15th. Wisconsin, 10th. Michigan, 17th. Penn State, 12. Ohio State, 2. Obviously, I don't think you're playing you're definitely not playing Ohio State. I don't think you're playing Penn State either. So, like, any of those other matchups, you are playing a top 15 team. That perception-wise, you beat them. That should catapult you at 8-5 into the top 25 to end the year, which is an accomplishment, right? That's a big accomplishment.
I think we carry enough weight as a program that they're not going to put us in the game with Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, too. I mean, I don't – that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense from a business standpoint.
Especially the way that we finished the year and our fan base is excited. They know that we'll travel to play a team like Michigan.
Feels like Indiana's about to play Kentucky.
Yeah.
It feels like that's the matchup you give them, Indiana versus Kentucky.
Yeah, the old basketball rivalry.
Yeah, just do that. That'll be fun. Let those teams play each other. If you want to give Michigan I guess you might get Penn State, Florida. I guess Penn State will make the Rose Bowl, right?
So they're going to the Rose Bowl.
So then they would play who? Oregon, I guess? Or Utah, if Utah doesn't make the playoff? Is that how that works, Pac-12 versus Big Ten? That's usually how that works, right?
Yeah, that'll be Penn State versus Utah or Penn State versus
Oregon, depending on how that goes.
Whoever wins the Pac-12 title, if they don't get in the playoff.
I wonder if they'll shy away from Michigan versus Florida again, because that'd be the third time they've played, and I guess Florida would be in line to maybe be a New Year's Six team, right?
Well, I don't know, because Alabama or Florida.
Who's going to be ranked higher tonight when the playoff ranking comes out?
Florida.
So then Florida would get the nod over Alabama, right?
I think so. So Georgia's going to go to the Sugar Bowl.
Might get Alabama, Michigan.
Well, the thing is, though,
if Georgia beats LSU,
then you'll probably get Bama or Florida in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
Then the other would go to the Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
Or no, the other might go to the Orange Bowl. And then you might have a situation where Auburn goes to the Citrus Bowl.
Right now, as we're looking at these bowl projections, the playoff has LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and I guess Utah is the fourth team getting in, I guess. I don't know. Now we're going to the SEC. Let me scroll down. Because it is going to be interesting the matchups they try to go to, because you would think if you're a bowl, like, what's the best matchup you can get out of the leftover SEC and Big Ten schools? Is it Michigan-Alabama? Is that going to be people's first want? Because at this point, it seems like Alabama might get left out of the New Year's Six.
Wouldn't that be something?
I mean, it looks like that's going to happen, right? I mean, because you're going to have three SEC teams ahead of them at least, in LSU, Georgia, and we think Florida. I would guess Auburn is also going to be ranked ahead of Alabama, right, after beating them head-to-head?
Yeah, maybe.
Although I guess it's still 9-3 versus 10-2, so maybe not, but
Bama might end up in the Citrus Bowl.
What's the biggest matchup possible if you're a bowl? Do you want Alabama versus Michigan?
I would have thought it would be Alabama-Wisconsin.
Okay. That's not a bad guess.
We'll probably end up against Minnesota, because Michigan and Wisconsin will both be sought after more than Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota is where ESPN has us playing both of their projections have us Outback Bowl, Minnesota versus Tennessee.
Yeah, because the Citrus Bowl, they'll probably match up, I don't know, say Wisconsin, Alabama or something.
Auburn, Wisconsin looks like the Citrus Bowl, according to ESPN.
Okay.
Auburn versus Wisconsin.
That makes sense.
Ugh, Belk Bowl's going out with a whimper. This is the last Belk Bowl ever, right? They're looking at Appy State versus Pittsburgh or Florida Atlantic versus North Carolina. So the Belk Bowl.
Glad it's over.
Yeah, the Belk Bowl's going out with a big whimper.
They were trying to be cute yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see? So, matching up with Tennessee.
I didn't see them say Tennessee. I just saw them block out like eight letters, which could be anything.
Yeah, I guess it could.
Could be Miss State.
I think they were talking about Tennessee.
They just want the clout, man. They just want the clout. ESPN has Michigan in both of their games in the Holiday Bowl. Ugh. This sounds gross.
So Michigan will not be in the New Year's Six.
December 27th.
They're only 9-3.
Against Washington, that would be gross. Or I guess USC. I could go for some USC Michigan, maybe.
The Rose Bowl of years past.
Yeah, game used to matter a whole lot more.
Game used to be huge.
That's crazy to me that Michigan might be on the December 27th bowl game. What?
I feel like good Michigan.
Orange Bowl is going to be Virginia versus either Alabama or Florida. My God.
The what bowl?
Orange Bowl, because the best ACC school will get in besides Clemson, so that'll be Virginia versus either Alabama or Florida. That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, Virginia. We don't want Virginia in a good bowl game.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah, they won the Coastal.
So whoever, like, I guess the SEC school that gets the nod is, I mean, pretty much guaranteed a victory. You get to say, hey, we won the Orange Bowl, but it's against Virginia. Congratulations. I don't think any Alabama fans would go to that game, right? Well, like, Alabama's like, oh, we're going to take this holiday season off and spending money on the football program. We're not going to Miami to watch Virginia.
Well, if Auburn goes to the Citrus Bowl, where does Alabama or Florida go? The one that's not in the Orange Bowl.
The one that's not in the Orange Bowl?
Yeah. Be the Outback Bowl, wouldn't it? Or is Alabama going to be in like the Liberty Bowl or something? Like the
I'm looking at.
I mean, because they're not. They can't all go New Year's Six.
The problem with I'm trying to search Alabama, you know, with a keyword search. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's giving me like the Birmingham Bowl and all that stupid stuff, and then it goes all the way down. It's just stupid. This one page has like 80 different Alabama things on it. Okay, let's go down. I'll find it. I'll get that answer for you.
Okay.
Oh my God, no, I won't, because look how many damn Alabamas are. All right, so Virginia, Alabama, or the other projection that ESPN had was Memphis versus Alabama in the Cotton Bowl.
Oh wow, the Cotton Bowl.
Yep.
So we're gonna have Georgia, Florida, and Alabama in New Year's Six bowls.
Suppose so. I mean, it's possible.
Can you imagine what Alabama would do to Memphis?
I don't know, man. Would Alabama even try? Like I said, half their team would sit out.
Imagine them losing to Memphis.
That'd be terrible for us, yeah, right?
That'd be like, great.
Who would it be?
If Memphis beat Alabama, yeah, you'd take that.
I don't know if I want to give Memphis that satisfaction, bro. They keep talking about it's their state. Like, them beating Alabama when we've lost, like, what, 12 in a row to them would not be a good feeling.
Yeah, but they just blabber. I mean, they.
Well, sure. But, I mean, like.
Hell, it would give them the satisfaction, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think I'd just say, like, Alabama, just go ahead and win that game, like, win the Cotton Bowl.
I still think it'd be kind of cool to see them lose to Memphis.
I don't think it would be cool.
I don't think I got any problem with Memphis football.
Okay.
It's Penny in the basketball. Okay. They're the ones.
Cam, what about
always...
you? You got a problem with Memphis football?
No, because I don't see them as a threat.
I really
don't. You guys
don't
keep saying that, and they beat Alabama, and then all of a sudden, Memphis is the new premier program in Tennessee.
I would
like,
not
you don't
want
to hear
beat
that.
Alabama.
But we're on the rise, too.
Sure.
Maybe we could play them.
Sure.
Of course, that does more for them than it does us.
Yeah, that's.
I haven't seen the projection. Like, I mean, I guess there's not anything. I guess we'd have to make the Cotton Bowl, I guess, for that to happen. But I figured there might be some bowl matchups, Memphis versus Tennessee.
I'd like to see that.
I guess if Memphis loses to Cincinnati, maybe that could happen. I don't know.
I don't care about Memphis. I think it would be cool to see them beat Alabama, personally.
I would probably root for Alabama. Because it doesn't really matter if they lose that game, Alabama, to them.
Roll Tide Reed.
It's anti-Memphis Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to pick the lesser of the evils. I guess we'll see what happens with Norvell. Because if he stays and they beat Alabama, then they'd be kind of the new UCF. But if he leaves and it all comes falling apart.
Well, how about
they beat Alabama and he leaves?
Yeah.
I might could handle that. Maybe.
Memphis beats Alabama and then he gets like the Florida State job or something.
I'd imagine he's already left in that scenario.
You would think so. I wonder what's going to shake out with the – I mean, Florida State still doesn't have a coach, do they? Unless I've missed something.
Yeah, I wonder what Norvell does. Like, you can't go to Arkansas, and honestly, I don't think I'd go to Ole Miss either, the more I've thought about it.
He's probably the best candidate for Florida State.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to one of those SEC schools. I think I'm holding out for either Florida State or just hold out and go somewhere better next year. Be the top guy next year.
I mean, the SEC is appealing.
I'm holding out for USC if I'm Mike Norvell.
I feel like the SEC is pretty appealing, though.
Is it? At Ole Miss and Arkansas, though?
More appealing than being at Memphis.
It's always just weird, though, because, I mean, if you go there and you look, like, if you fail, like, you don't get another shot.
I feel like these guys don't think that way, though.
I think they should.
They should.
I mean, hell, even look at Butch Jones, who didn't really fail at Tennessee, at least for, you know, the first 4 years. Like, he failed year five, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't been linked to any of these jobs. Like, he's someone who had success at Central Michigan and Cincinnati. Now, granted, he didn't, necessarily build those. He followed Brian Kelly, but, I mean, he got Tennessee ranked in the top 10, which, whatever, paper tigers or whatnot, but him failing has put such a stink on him that he's not linked to any of these jobs. He was in Greg Schiano's boat of, like, Rutgers, maybe, and they didn't even really take him serious.
I feel like these guys are competitors, though, and they think that they can do it. Like, they thrive on that criticism, like, oh, you can't do it here. That's how these coaches are. I mean, that's how they're wired.
Yeah, but some of them are smart enough to know. Like,
some of them are.
Hold off, like Tom Herman did, and you hold off a little bit, and then you end up at Texas. Now, granted,
worked out
not,
good for him.
Well, yeah, granted, he's not going to win there, but he got the Texas job, and that's cool.
How about the LSU fans? Ed Orgeron.
Same for, you know, Charlie Strong. I mean, he held off Tennessee and then got the Texas job.
Those LSU fans lucked out, didn't they? They said Ed Orgeron wasn't good enough for them, They wanted Tom Herman, and look at it now.
Now Cody has him knocking down the door of Tier 1 at LSU.
I don't know. It might fall apart when Burrow's gone. I don't know if it'll fall apart, but they can't.
It does feel like this is the year where they just cycle up and they're really good and they go back to being frustrated.
9-3 or whatever.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Interested in tonight's college football reveal? Playoff rankings don't really matter at all tonight, right?
No, we got semifinal games this weekend.
Yeah, and this is why you can't expand the playoffs.
Yeah, I think I agree.
This weekend you get some de facto playoff games, and it could be even more so if Oregon didn't choke against Arizona State. I mean, you would have basically three teams playing to punch a ticket, right? I mean, Georgia and then both Pac-12 teams.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, if Baylor beats Oklahoma, that's going to throw a real...
Man, surely they don't get in, right?
I don't think they could get in.
As long as Utah wins, that would block Baylor from jumping them, I would assume. Now, if Baylor wins and Utah loses and LSU loses, okay, maybe... Maybe that, or not LSU, but Georgia loses, then I think then it becomes an interesting conversation.
Then you get a little chaos.
But I'm hoping that it breaks out tonight, or excuse me, this weekend. LSU beats Georgia, Utah beats Oregon, and Oklahoma beats Baylor by 20. And that way we have our three teams locked in, and then we have some real good conversations built around who's ranked number one. Because I think whoever gets ranked number one is going to have a real advantage over 2 and 3.
Not having to play Clemson.
Yeah. Like, I mean, whoever gets number one gets to play either Baylor or Utah or Oklahoma. All three of those teams are inferior compared to Ohio State and Clemson and LSU. So
right.
Whoever has to play basically two tough games to win the championships at a real disadvantage. Because I think the difference between that is – you know, I think I saw Clemson was a point favorite over LSU if they play on a neutral site.
Yeah.
Whereas if LSU plays Oklahoma or Utah or whatever, they'll be 7-8 point favorites.
I feel like Clemson will probably advance.
That's my take that I'm prepared to go down with, that Clemson wins at least round one. I don't know if they win both, but they win at least round one.
I really don't want them to, but I imagine that's what will happen.
Yeah.
I think best case scenario, I hope that Oregon beats Utah. And,
okay, so you just want Oregon to eliminate Utah?
And I want Oklahoma to win big, and let's go ahead and get Oklahoma in there.
Okay.
I think that'll be the best 1-4 possibility.
And I'm fine if Oklahoma gets in over Utah. I still want the conversation on Sunday and the arguing between Oklahoma and Utah.
Yeah. I've always said, you know, the brands matter to me. I don't want Utah in my playoff. Sorry.
Who's Oklahoma?
I'd rather see Jalen Hurts.
Who's Oklahoma's lost to? Kansas State? Man, I don't know. Utah's loss would be better.
Kansas State was ranked at one point. Have they fallen off?
I think they were ranked after they beat Oklahoma. Then they've lost a couple since then. They beat Iowa State this weekend, but USC is viewed as a better team.
Yeah. But, you know, if Utah – yeah, I mean, if it comes down to Utah versus Oklahoma, it'll be a conversation that
– I would say that –
it'll be tough.
That's why I said Oklahoma needs – I think Oklahoma needs style points this weekend.
Against Baylor. Oklahoma would also have the best wins. I mean, I think beating Baylor twice is probably better than anything Utah's done, right? Who have they beaten that's
– I guess they beat Washington, but Washington fell off. And
well, they will have beaten
7-5.
Oregon.
They'll beat a top – I mean, I guess tonight the rankings that will tell a story on where they rank Oregon. If they keep Oregon hovering around top 10, like then that – I don't know if that's enough of a discrepancy because Baylor will be right there too around 9 or 10. So, like, I don't know if them beating them will be enough to jump Utah. Because it's not like Utah's playing Virginia in their conference championship.
You know, I keep forgetting about – I said it yesterday. I keep forgetting, though, that Kyle Whittingham, I do like him because of his music taste.
Yeah.
Maybe I will pull for Utah. I think I changed my mind on that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a – I don't want to call it like Oklahoma's last stand because, I mean, I just don't think that's accurate and it's a little too dramatic. But I do think like there's a real strong scenario, Cody, where they get left out of the playoff. Lincoln Riley goes to Dallas to coach the Cowboys and Jalen Hurts is gone. And they're kind of, I don't want to say in shambles by any means, but they're wondering what the hell just happened.
Utah's non-conference schedule is pretty gross. They beat BYU.
BYU's what, 8-4? BYU had a decent year, though, right? So, I mean, that's a decent game.
Yeah, I guess. They beat Northern Illinois and Idaho State.
Yep. And Oklahoma played Houston, who stunk. And what else did they have non-conference? Because I feel like they didn't really have anything either. They had Houston as their big season kickoff.
Yeah.
And Houston stunk. So, like, BYU's better than Houston. So, if I'm a Utah fan, I'm like, hey, we at least went on the road to BYU.
Utah's been blasting people
lately. Yeah, no, Utah's been really good. Everyone kind of wrote them off and mocked Lee Corso and marked Cole Kublik and everyone who picked Utah to make the playoff after they lost to USC, but then they didn't lose again. They started blasting people, and USC ended up not being so bad.
Yeah, and you know that USC game was a Friday night game.
Yep.
It's kind of a weird.
And they only lost it by one possession, right? Is it 30-23?
Yeah, 30-23. Kind of a weird game to play. Yeah, they've been winning big lately.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma's non-conference is Houston, South Dakota, at UCLA.
All right, give me Utah. I changed my mind. I also drove by their stadium in August.
That's important to note.
It's close to Ruth's Diner.
Okay.
Which is a very good place to eat in Salt Lake City.
Shout out to Ruth's.
Shout out to Ruth's Diner.
So that'll be fun. I guess we will see. If they rank, who did Utah play this weekend? They play anybody this
Colorado.
Weekend?
Colorado. They beat Colorado 45-15.
Okay. So maybe they move. I feel like if they're going to move Oklahoma above Utah, they have to do it this weekend based off them winning on the road at Oklahoma State. I feel like if they're going to try to jump Oklahoma or let Oklahoma jump Utah, they have to do it this week because I don't think you can justify it next week. By saying, oh, look, they beat Baylor, just because, Utah beating Oregon is equally as impressive, in my opinion. Like, I think Oregon's better than Baylor.
Yeah, I do, too. Let's put Utah in. I'm riding with it now.
Putting all of our steam behind Utah to get steamrolled by whoever the number one seed is.
Yeah, Ohio State or LSU, I guess.
I think number one tonight has to be Ohio State.
And Ohio State plays Wisconsin.
Yep, I think it's going to be... I think with LSU and with Ohio State, that could flip flop next week after this weekend. Like if LSU beats Georgia, I think that's worthy of them being number one, like running the table
and their resume altogether with all those top 10 wins.
Yeah, but I mean, if Ohio State, they're favored by 16 over Wisconsin. If they blow the doors off them, then I'm gonna say that they have just as good of a claim to number one. That's gonna be crazy because, like I said, whoever has to get Clemson's at a real disadvantage.
I do hope it ends up being LSU versus Ohio State, though.
Can you imagine if it was the still the BCS and you had Clemson, Ohio State, and LSU undefeated?
They'd leave Clemson out.
They would, but yeah, like the defending champions.
I'm sick of Clemson.
I know, but just like the defending champions who have lost like one game in the last 2 years, like to get left out.
Yeah. I want that Burrow versus Ohio State storyline. I think that'll be good.
Okay.
Be a good championship.
Georgia might mess all this up and beat LSU and just lock in the top four there.
They might.
Gonna be fun. Looking forward to this. Really looking forward to this weekend in football. Hour two in the books, hour three on deck.